Chapter 8 Tiny Tim. This ghost was not friendly like the other ghosts, and this made Scrooge feel very nervous.
Are you the ghost of Christmas future?
The ghost in the black robe did not answer.
I know that you are here to show me things which will help me. I am ready to see them.
Scrooge felt pain for the things he saw in his past, and he felt sadness and joy for the people he saw in the present. But now he just wanted to get rid of this ghost and be left alone. Scrooge did not really understand that he could change and become a better person. The dark ghost pointed to show Scrooge where they were going, and they both went into the black night. Slowly, night became day on a future Christmas morning. They went through the city and arrived at the poor house of Bob Cratchit. They went inside. Mrs. Cratchit, her eldest son Peter, and her two younger children were waiting for Bob Cratchit to come home.
I know what's going to happen now. Bob will come home with Tiny Tim on his shoulders, and then the family will have dinner.
The ghost did not answer. Scrooge looked at the Cratchits. Something was different. They were not as happy as when he saw them with the ghost of Christmas present. Mrs. Cratchit spoke first.
Your father is late today. He walks much more slowly these days, Mother. There was a time when he would walk twice as fast with Tiny Tim on his shoulders.
Everyone was quiet after Peter spoke of Tim, and then Bob Cratchit opened the door. He was not much older, but his face was different. There were dark circles under his eyes because he was not sleeping well. He smiled, but there was no light in his eyes.
I saw Mr. Scrooge's nephew on the street today. He said that if there was anything he could do for us, he would be happy to help. He gave me his card. I thought he might be able to get Peter a job. What a good man. He really meant what he said.
One of the children was excited for a moment.
Oh, Daddy, it would be so nice to see Peter working in an office like you.
Mrs. Cratchit did not hide her feelings.
But with a different employer. I can't believe such a mean old man can have such a kind nephew.
Bob was too tired to say anything. He went upstairs and Scrooge and the ghost followed him. There, in the children's room, was Tiny Tim's small crutch lying on his bed. The bed was empty and did not look like anyone slept in it anymore. Bob Cratchit sat beside it and hid his face in his hands.
What does this mean, ghost? Where is Tiny Tim? Don't tell me he is... Was it because of his leg?
The ghost said nothing, but Scrooge knew the answer to his questions. He didn't give the Cratchits help when they needed it. Tears came to his eyes.
Let us go, ghost. I cannot look at this scene any longer.
Scrooge and the ghost left this poor house and went into another part of London. Scrooge did not care where he was. His mind was full of sad and painful thoughts.